Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Cheung.
Okay, let's get this right. In the studio with us is...
Doo-doo-dee-doodle.
C is doo-doo-dee-doodle.
Doo-doo-dee-doodle. Is that how we pronounce it?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. Right then, doo-doo-dee-doodle. So we go by the doo-doo. Let's keep it short, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit, first and foremost, about what it is that you do. I mean, you have quite a large Instagram following now. So explain to people briefly what it is you do.
Basically, I'm trying to, you know, doodle on a serviette and reward to those people who need some joy and love, yeah, in art.
Only on serviettes?
Currently, it's just on serviette for those people who need it, yeah.
So wait, so you go around cafes, you know, and doodle on serviettes. And I mean, how do you choose who to give it to?
Basically, depends on how. Sometimes it's for kids, and even some students,
yeah.
And even the barista over there, including the owner sometimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on how passionate they are, mm-hmm. and basically they need to be...
How miserable they are. So let's be honest.
They need to provide good service.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying there about providing good service, that's kind of the inception of the idea, wasn't it?
Correct.
Service wasn't so good for one particular outlet, let's say. So just briefly explain that story to me.
Service wasn't that.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying there was a particular barrister whose service wasn't particularly good, and you decided to do this doodle for her for the first time, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So basically, I walk into one of the new open Mac Cafe nearby my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's one new barrista. So she sort of messed up my coffee art. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then I just told her that no worries, it's fine. So she keeps on apologizing until the manager is behind her, like started to like nagging.
Oh no!
So I say it's fine, no worries. So then I just took my coffee. Then I just draw on the serviette. I took a piece of a serviette and I started to draw on it. So that time was like, I think, Penguin Madagascar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just draw four cute little penguins. So hope to cheer up
right.
with one best quote, dare to chase for your dream.
Lovely.
Yeah. So then I walk up to her and just pass it to her. The half of the team just said, thank you so much and hope to see me again.
Right.
So that's how the journey started.
And have you been back since?
Yes. Yeah. Time to time, I'll just... But definitely, I'll just ask somebody to pass it on behalf of me now.
Has the coffee art improved any? Did you notice?
Basically with chocolate syrup. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we have to take a very short break, but it's going to be an interesting story, this interesting show. Don't go anywhere, folks. The question we're asking is this.
The latest Magnificent Seven movie was a reboot of the movie with the same name that was released in which year? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Doo-doo-dee-doodle.
Doo-doo-dee-doodle. It's got that nice little ring to it, right?
Doo-doo-dee-doodle.
Right. So earlier on, we were talking about the first thing you mentioned outside... Well, not the first thing. One of the things you mentioned was about how you'd spent some time creating a doodle on a coffee shop in a Compitiam, and then somebody took a photo
with coffee and the tip of the spoon, spoon.
Yeah. And somebody took a photograph of it first, and then somebody else came over and just wiped the whole thing away.
Yeah, the owner.
Why?
The owner of the Compitiam.
Why do you think they have done that? Was it just they didn't appreciate the art, or they just thought you were making a mess on the table?
I think they just think that I'm messing up their table.
But I think that's when these people, they are not, you know, they don't appreciate art. They're just thinking like, why are you messing my table?
Mm. Correct. And why are you messing my table? And just like yes, that. My worker need to wipe it off after it dries up.
But yeah. The thing is, you know, when you go to other cafes, you know, apart from the kopitiam that you mentioned, you will doodle on serviettes.
Correct.
Okay. When you pass it to someone, or maybe you leave it on you leave it on a table, has anyone have you seen anyone throwing that piece of art away?
It happens a few times. Basically, I'll just pass to the barista and in few of the cafes, franchise cafes.
Uh-huh.
So they just threw it away, or they give me the face. What is this?
Wait, do they throw it in front of you?
No, they don't. But they just say, "What is this?" And take it, pass to another
person.
Are you
serious? Serious?
Yeah, it happens a few times.
So what do you do then?
I just say, they ask me why. What is this for? I say, no mind. Just you know, you provide great service. I just help to cheer you up.
Right.
Yeah, nothing much.
But it, I mean, this kind of reminds...
You do good deed.
And you get rewarded, yeah. And you throw it away.
Yeah.
But I mean, this kind of has resemblances to a very well-known graffiti artist in the UK, for example, you know, who just rocks up and he does perfectly great graffiti and it's beautiful stuff.
Is it Banksy?
Yes.
Banksy. Banksy.
Then you have somebody going up the next day and just paint whitewashing over it. And you think, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
You know. But that being said, I mean, do you put a value on the stuff that you do? Do you put a value on the art that you do, other than the time that you've spent creating it? Because for these people, the barristers, for example, they don't know that, you know, for example, that you're doing it for... I mean, they might just see it as somebody who's got a little bit of time.
Correct.
And has just scribbled on a piece of paper.
Every piece that I've created, with message, strong message.
Right.
For example, the one that they threw it away, I drew Ariel, you know, Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's sort of, represent that cafe. They just check it on the site. Yeah.
I would keep it. Yeah. I would, like, you know, put it into an envelope or something.
Yeah.
I would frame it up.
Yeah.
Because looking at the art that, you know, you showed us earlier, my God, it's just super detailed.
Yeah. Well, we will put a link to your Instagram as well upon the page as well. But it's not like we've flicked through some of your books and we've seen some of the stuff that you've done. And there's a whole array of different type of art. I mean, some of the stuff that you've done is incredibly detailed, you know. You know, the representations of the human face and the body, it's very, very, it's anatomically correct, you know, and it's not out of proportion. Yes. Did you have, like, art training as a background or anything like that?
I've been drawing since when I was 9, so until now. So it's more than, like, 20 over years of experience.
Right. What was your first art?
My first art?
That's a good question. Well, how would you know that?
If it's your first art... And first time drawing, you will remember.
I remember drawing a stick figure when I was like 2.
Yeah,
does that count as art though?
Seriously, you want to know my first
art?
Yes.
I just scribble it on the wall and I get whacked by my mom.
So some things haven't changed that much then.
Yeah. Yes. From that day onwards, my mom saw the potential. So
right,
she sent
right.
me to
No, but
to
what
class.
Was the art?
Nothing much. It's just a box of chalk.
Right.
So someone just left it there. I'll just scribble it, like using different colors to express my feelings and enjoy it. And everyone, the entire family, just looking at the scenario, like, don't know what to do. And my mom just came up with it.
Just whack you.
Whack it, yeah.
But now looking at your Instagram photos and the artwork that you showed us, you know, and looking at your Instagram photos, you're in a cafe most of the time. That's when
Correct.
You start doodling and all.
Yeah.
Now, every cafe that you go to, where do you find a mood? Where do you find an inspiration to draw different kind of scenarios, you know, different kind of artwork and all?
Basically, it's from coffee. First of all, due to my job. Yeah. So I need coffee to concentrate.
As we all do.
I need it so much that one day I can consume up to like 3 espresso a day.
Yeah.
So then that I can do great presentation. So from there, I can express my feeling through the art. Yeah.
Right.
So if no coffee, and how should
no
I look
art.
Like? Yes.
Right.
But you know, every art that you have, you know, there's a story behind.
Correct.
Right?
And basically, it's a play with the cafe's name. Mm. Like example, a few cafes like Red Bean Bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just draw a bean bag characters. So like Strangers at 47, or just draw a Ronin at 47 to represent the cafes. So some the Ronin just pass by and have a drink and go for a walk, something like that.
Do you, I mean, do you kind of pre-prepare before you go to this particular cafe, or is it just inspiration on the spot?
It's kind of a spontaneous. I mean, quite spontaneous. It came out the ideas.
Have you not doodled wherever you go, wherever you go, and not doodle?
It happens when I'm too stressed. I just want to have, you know, clear off my mind for a while. But usually I'll just, you know, my hand gets itchy so fast. Just draw on anything.
Sorry, we were talking a little bit earlier. I mean, you came into the office with a mask on, right?
Correct.
And the photographs that you see online are of you in a mask. I mean, obviously there's two reasons you want to protect your identity. One of them, the more interesting one, I feel, is that you were saying that if people actually caught you in the act, you would reward them with a doodle.
Correct.
Has anybody been close to catching you?
Okay, basically it happens once.
Right.
Okay, I got caught at one of the cafe. Then I was so shocked. I don't know what to do. I just ran away. Because I'm so scared the person just will take up the camera and record what I'm doing.
Right.
Yes. So I bump into her in another cafe. Mm. So I walk up and say, I'm sorry, because I'm so shocked. I was so shocked that time. So then I rewarded her another piece of artwork that day, the next day. Yeah.
Oh,
another
day. Oh, she appeared at the same cafe the next
day. Yes, we bumped into not the same cafe, another cafe. It's so lucky that we bumped into each other.
Oh, she's stalking you, maybe.
I swear she would be freaked out, like, oh my God, what have I done? I just came to see you. Yeah.
But okay, so final question before we move on then is, it's not just Instagram or where things are going well. I mean, you have actual clients as well, you know, you in terms of big name clients. Who are these people that you're working for? What do they want?
Basically, my biggest, one of the biggest projects is with Shu Uemura. Mm-hmm. So they want me to use their calligraphy ink to paint 4 big canvas. And we have a roadshow at Mid Valley this year, Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's pretty enjoying working with them.
Yeah.
So they have a whole of MV. They added it nicely for me, just perfectly to feature the artist.
So you're actually in the video?
I'm actually in the video, but just showing my rear view.
Right.
My back view.
Brilliant
with
stuff. My
face with your mask on.
With my mask on, yeah, always.
Lovely. Okay, okay then, Dudu, stay with us. We're going to move into the break. We have a giveaway this evening. It's a BFM goodie bag.
Yeah, and the question is, the latest Magnificent 7 movie was a reboot of the movie with the same name that was released in which year? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for Dudu, Richard, or myself, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chu.
We're in the studio with...
Doodoo.
Anyway,
we're giving away a BFM goodie bag today, and the question is, the latest Magnificent 7 movie was a reboot of the movie with the same name that was released in which year? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
If you're only just joining us right now, Dudu is a Malaysian illustrator or a doodler. Yes,
a doodler.
Who says he has a tasty twist in his work. Right?
Yes.
All right, he's going to be with us all the way through until 10 p.m. If you've missed any part of the show so far, you can head to the website bfm.my and download the podcast there and have a little bit of a listen later on. In the meantime, we're going to move on to news from page 2.
Extra! Extra! Beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
I'm going to go first this time.
Oh, for the first time.
For the first time in a long time. Right, so this story, right. Imagine that you are waiting for a train. Right,
okay.
And you've got 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 7 minutes to spare before your train arrives, right? Or the train journey that you're taking is an intercity journey and it's just a few minutes long, right? And you're bored. your phone has run out of battery, you've got no book with you. What the heck do you do? A whole bunch of French stations, train stations, right now, have got these machines where you choose how long your journey is, whether it be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or 7 minutes, and you push a button, and it generates for you a short story.
Wow, that's so cool.
On a piece of paper, cool. Right?
Wait, do you have to pay for it?
It's free. So you can just go up, push a button, and it generates this short story
for you. Can you choose genres?
You can choose genres. So I want a children's story, or I want a, you know, an adult story, or I want fantasy.
That is so cool.
It is. It's a great idea. Now, the thing is, I was imagining myself doing that in places like France, where there are less people waiting for the LRT or the MRT. Can you imagine what it would be like here trying to get one of these? People would just be pushing every single button.
Yeah.
But how it's done is that these pieces of work are donated to a specific website, and then this website kind of pulls from these stories. So the stories that you read are actually anonymous, so you don't know who's written them, but the actual website who's putting them together knows who's done it. But I think this is such a great idea. But the other thing that I've got in my head is there's going to be a whole bunch of trash everywhere because people just be reading them and throwing them away.
I would keep it.
Of course. I think it's a great idea.
No, this is in France, right?
Yeah.
Is it in English?
No.
Or?
No. They're all in French. They're all in French.
Oh.
Well, it is France, Adeline.
Yeah, but, you know, if you have a choice, you can choose English
or
French.
I'm guessing
they should
maybe
have an option.
I'm guessing maybe in future they'll let you do that.
There's so many other people in France who doesn't speak French.
There are so many people here who don't speak Bahasa.
But at least they can... Come on, most of us know how to speak Bahasa, but you. I mean, you understand...
I wasn't born here. Dude, what do you think of this idea?
It's brilliant. Yeah. I have extra paper to doodle.
Right, exactly. Imagine that. You got a short
story. Probably you'll be collecting
short
all the
story
trash.
On one side,
doodle
on
the other side.
Two birds with one stone. All they need to do now is have the paper that they use for it to be recycled paper with
Origami.
With seeds in or something like that. So you could doodle it and you could read it, and then eventually you could drop it away and then little flowers would pop out.
Oh, this is... What in the world are you living in, man?
It's so creative.
It's so creative, right? This is what I'm doing. Anyway, what have you got for me?
All right, my story... Okay, it's apparently today, Supreme, which is the... You know the brand, right? The skateboarding shop and clothing brand. So they've launched a very unique item, apparently. And you know what it is?
What's that?
It's a brick. So it's a brick with Supreme, the logo, printed on it. Embedded on it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. So they're selling for £30. So people in London has been lining up and is in front of Supreme shop for like hours just to buy that brick. I know it may sound very ridiculous.
Yeah, it does. Let's be honest with the listeners. We had a bit of a debate about this earlier on today, didn't we?
Yep.
And it kind of got a bit heated, didn't it?
Okay. People buy it for £30. People resell it for up to £1,000.
Who pays £1,000 for a brick?
Okay, no one would pay £1,000 for a brick. Okay, right. But I think for me, I wouldn't say it's wrong. I wouldn't say it's not that good because everything is, you know, it comes in limited edition. I don't see a reason why not buying, if you're a fan of the brand, why not you can buy, nothing wrong buying a brick for £30.
You can't wear a brick.
You don't need to wear a brick. Oh my God, for goodness sake, you can put it as a deco
in your house.
Dude, it's a brand. It's embedded on it.
Yeah, but so what? It's still a brick.
Okay, if you have like Gucci, Prada, you have Victoria Beckham, you know, you have all different brands. Imagine if they have different items.
I would still not buy it.
It's collectible.
Because it's a brick.
It's collectible.
But it's
collectible
still
items.
Okay. Sorry you're involved in this, doo-doo.
No worries, it's fine.
You know, this is my absolute disdain for consumerism coming out, right? If people honestly think that spending £30 on a brick, just because it has the words Supreme stamped on it is good, or it's an investment, or it's a special limited, so what? It's still a brick.
It's a marketing gimmick.
Of course it is.
I get it.
But I also think that there are people stupid enough that would buy it. And what makes it worse is that you seem to be one of them.
No, people are not stupid to buy it because, you see, every brand, they would try to get people to go to their shop.
Agreed.
Now, Supreme is the first one to create a brick with the name embedded on it.
Agreed.
They're trying to get people. It's like a limited edition thing where people would line up. It's just, you know, getting the hype of it.
No, I understand.
£30 to buy a brick. okay, you wouldn't spend that money. I totally understand. Mm. But imagine if you have like few brands or, I mean, or Supreme, you have a few. I mean, you're not going to buy a few, but if you have a few, put it at one corner, you put it up like, you know, what do you call it? Shelves or something. It's just for nice. That's it. You can be a paperweight. Come on. You want to do whatever you want. But it's just something where you can buy just, you're buying for the sake of it. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to brick, head to Chesterfield. They're free. Don't spend £30 at Supreme. But I mean, no. The idea behind it and the kind of hype that they've conjured up, I get that. You know, I really
do. It's just
do.
For nice. It's just for deco.
No, I get it. But I think the people who are spending...
No, you don't get it.
No, I do, Adeline.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But I do get it. I get what it's trying to do. But I understand that people who want to spend £30 on a brick, I think, are stupid.
That's because the brand is there.
But I still think spending £30 on a brick is stupid. Full stop.
You have your own opinion. Okay,
right.
I have my own,
okay. Then we can agree to disagree. How's that?
Yeah, we agree to disagree.
We have to agree to disagree because we have to move on. Okay. Doo-doo.
Hi.
Story for us. Oh, you're still here.
I'm here.
Sorry.
All the time.
Come on, what have you got for us?
Okay, so basically you want to listen to a short story.
Yes, please.
A funny one.
Come
okay,
on then, come
great,
on then, yes.
So there's one time I'm at Uptown, so at one of the cafe.
Yeah.
So I saw a family walks in together with their kids. So I was enjoying my doodle session.
Yeah.
So that kid was so mischievous and he just walks next to me and keeps on looking at me, what I'm doing. So I intend to reward him an artwork. So I've been playing with him for some time and the parents is like looking, staring at me most of the time with a weird stare.
Did they stop you immediately?
They sort of like try to call their kid back. So it's like, come on, boy, come over here, enjoy your food here, yeah, right? So then when they plan to leave, so I just walk up and want to give it the artwork. Basically, I drew the kid a minion, a cute little cute little minion. So the father just stopped me right away and said, sorry, no sales, please. I said, no.
What did he think you were selling?
No.
Napkins?
Probably insurance. Kids insurance, family package.
What a kid wouldn't understand, right?
Yes, then immediately I said, I just want to give your kid some joy. And then... I mean, the whole environment, I mean, the whole scene is like, oh, he intended to apologize. And
say, did he?
Yeah, he said, I'm sorry, I thought you were like salesman.
Oh,
yeah. I said, no worries, it's fine.
So the kid eventually got the artwork?
Yeah, he got the artwork, happily ever after.
Good. Okay, right. Are we still friends, Adeline?
We are, but just a correction, you know, it wasn't £1,000 for retail price. It was $1,000.
What?
But, you know, for pounds, it would be £70.
Yeah. Wait. $1,000.
So they sell it, you know, USD, $1,000, and then there's they sell it in UK. It's £70. That's the highest.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got to move on. We have this little thing that we call Smarty Pants, and you know, it sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants, 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 Smarty Pants.
Now then, doo doo.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Of course you are. 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on. All right?
Okay, great.
Your 3 minutes start now. Which animal represented the year 2010 in the Chinese calendar? The tiger or the rabbit? Go on, have
a tiger.
Guess. Correct. In September 1937, the first edition of which J.R.R. Tolkien novel was published? The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings?
Sorry,
1987?
37. The Hobbit?
Correct. La Paz is the administrative capital of which South American country? Peru or Argentina?
Peru.
Correct. How many grams are in half a kilo? 50 or 500?
500.
Right. How do we pronounce this, Adeline? There's some Chinese words.
Mapo tofu, goji, and sa hao fun, and youtiao.
Youtiao.
Dishes originated in which country? South Korea or China?
China.
Correct. Ophthalmitis is the inflammation of which part of the body? The ear or the eye?
The ear.
It's the eye.
Oh.
Nani, Cobra Bubbles, and Captain Gantu are all characters in which Disney film? Lilo and Stitch or Moana?
Lilo and Stitch.
Correct. Which is the only London Underground station to be named after a football team? Arsenal or Tottenham?
Arsenal.
Correct. The Sherlock Holmes Hotel is in which London street? Baker Street or Moorgate?
Moorgate.
It's Baker Street. Okay. How many mythical creatures represent years in the Chinese zodiac? One or two? Mythical creatures. Correct. Oh, no, it's one. Sorry, it's just the dragon, right. Who wrote the 19th century book, Notes on Nursing? What it is and what it's not. Florence Nightingale or Margaret Thatcher?
Skip.
Florence Nightingale. Which type of cat was the official mascot for the 2010 FIFA World Cup? Leopard or panther?
Panther.
It's a leopard. The medical condition gingivitis affects which part of the body? The gums or cartilage?
Gums.
Correct. Which Asian country is known as the Land of Smiles? Thailand or Myanmar?
Thailand.
Chenje, kakora, beti and shami are all types of which food dish? Kebab or skewered meat?
Skewered meat.
It's kebab. Peter Rasmussen, Xi Jinping and Lars Paska are all associated with which sport? Tennis or badminton?
Tennis.
It's badminton. The goat represents which sign of the zodiac? Aries or Capricorn?
Capricorn.
Black ivory coffee is produced from Arabica coffee beans consumed by which animal and collected from their dung? Elephants or civets?
Civets.
It's elephants. Who wrote the 1925 novel The Great Gatsby? F. Scott Fitzgerald or Rudyard Kipling?
Skip.
What is the name of the actor who plays Harry Potter in all the films? Rupert Grint or Daniel Radcliffe?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Final question. The mythical creature Nisseg is better known by which name? The Loch Ness Monster or Cyclops?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Correct. We are out of time, folks. We've got to take a very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This is...
Doo-doo.
Just doo-doo. Doo-doo. Just before the break, after the argument, we were having a whole bunch
are
of questions.
Still friends?
We're still friends.
I guess not.
You don't want to be my friend. We were having a whole bunch of questions on Smarty Pants for Doo-doo about nothing in relation to what he does for a living. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we'll go through some of the questions he got wrong. First, before we do that, though, we'll ask you a question for the goodie bag.
Now, the question is, the latest Magnificent Seven movie was a reboot of the movie with the same name that was released in which year? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Okie dokie, let's go through them questions.
All right, the first one. The Sherlock Holmes Hotel is in which London street? Is Baker Street? How many mythical creatures represent years in the Chinese zodiac? Is one. Who wrote the 19th century book Notes on Nursing? What is it? What it is and what it is not is Florence Nightingale. What type of cat was the official mascot for the 2010 FIFA World Cup? Is leopard. And finally, who wrote the 1925 novel The Great Gatsby? It's F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ladies and gentlemen, Doo-Doo D. Doodles scored 12 points.
Congratulations. Thank you very much for coming on the show, buddy. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. And, you know, you genuinely are inspirational. It's nice. Keep doing this.
Thank you.
You know, keep giving joy to people. Right, Adeline?
Yes, right. Perfect joy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so before we wrap up for the show, two things. We've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was...
The latest Magnificent Seven movie was a reboot of the movie with the same name that was released in which year? And the answer is...
1960. There you go. If you answered correctly, you may well be hearing from us this evening and you might get yourself a little goodie bag. Now then, facts. Adeline, I know you normally have three.
Mm-hmm.
How many have you got today?
Three.
Okay, then. give me one, then I'll do one, then you can do your third one.
Okay, the dots on dice and dominoes are called pips.
Pips. Okay. Even though dragonflies possess six legs, like other insects, mm-hmm. they actually cannot walk.
Oh,
okay.
Poor dragonflies. Okay, what's your next one?
So a person of average size and weight burns about 60 to 70 calories each hour just by sitting and watching television.
So,
I don't know. The times that I've gone out working my mm-hmm, ass out, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God.
You could have just sat at home.
Yeah, and right. watch my Netflix.
Dudu, thank you very much for coming.
Yeah.
If you missed If you missed any part of this podcast, do head over to bfm.my and download the podcast there. We will share it on our Facebook page and a whole bunch of other stuff.
That's right. Do you have a page, Dudu?
Oh, yeah. I have an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. It's called Dudu the Doodle.
Dudu the Doodle.
Yeah, Dudu the Doodle.
So it's D-U-D-U-D-E-D-O-O-D-L-E.
Not Dudu Doodle.
Get it right, Richard.
Dudu Doodles. All right. This has been That Time of Night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
This has been
Dudu.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.